CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 29th of March, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB elections. Join the conversation. What is your question for the RSGB board? Could you be the next RSGB legacy committee chair? The RSGB 2026 elections are open. If you're an RSGB affiliated club, who do your members think are the best elected director candidates to represent them on the RSGB board? Why not watch the candidate videos at your next club meeting, discuss their answers, and then vote for your preferred candidates? There are three candidates, but only two elected director vacancies. So, every vote counts. Make sure you have your say in the RSGB 2026 elections. Watch the videos at rsgb.org/candidates. And then your RSGB members can cast their vote by going to rsgb.org/vote. Do you have a question you would like the RSGB board to answer at the RSGB 2026 AGM? There are three ways you can get involved. You can ask a question live at the AGM via Zoom, submit a written question in advance, or share your question via the live chat during the AGM. Only written or Zoom questions by RSGB members are allowed during the formal part of the AGM. There may not be time to answer all questions, so preference will be given to questions submitted in advance. With three options to choose from, which format suits you best? Find out more, including important deadlines, by going to rsgb.org/alphagolfmic and selecting Ask the Board a Question from the right-hand menu. The RSGB is looking for a new chair of the Legacy Committee following the resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, from the committee. Chris Wood, GD6TWF, who is the Society's Honorary Treasurer and the Board Liaison for the Legacy Committee, would like to thank Richard for his work over the last 2 years in encouraging new applications and increasing the number of projects the committee supports. If you have experience of committee work, are interested in and understand amateur radio, and can make objective decisions based on the information presented in applications, this could be the role for you. Read the full description at rsgb.org/volunteers and get in touch with Chris via hoteloscarnovember.treasurer@rsgb.org.uk. If you run a radio club for young people, make sure you take advantage of affiliating it to the RSGB. There are plenty of great reasons, and the best one is that it's free. Benefits include Radcom in the post, with Radcom Basics and Radcom Plus available via the RSGB app. Promotion of the club's activities, special book discounts, use of the RSGB QSL Bureau, and access to RSGB-affiliated club contests. You can read why Heritage School Electronics and Radio Club chose to affiliate to the RSGB by visiting rsgb.org/club-affiliation and selecting Affiliation for School and University Clubs from the right-hand menu. Tuesday, the 31st of March, is the deadline to submit your British Science Week reports to the RSGB. Whether you operate at a special event station organized a club activity, supported a local youth group, or held any other type of event, the Society would love to hear from you. Reports will be included in a special feature in the June and July editions of RADCOM. Send your activity summary with separate high-resolution photographs or videos to bravosierrawhiskey.reports@rsgb.org.uk. If you were one of the lucky groups to have been given FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits, the deadline for reports is the same. Groups involved in this activity have been sent a separate email detailing the process and what needs to be included. Airports, aerodromes, radar stations and landing strips are among the sites that will be activated by radio amateurs as part of this year's Airfields on the Air activity. The event will take place mainly over the weekends of the 4th and 5th and 11th and 12th of April. Amateurs can operate using CW, data modes and SSB on the HF, VHF and UHF bands. Certificates will be available for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners who work or hear a minimum of 5 registered special event stations. To find out more, visit Romeo Alpha, Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Sierra.org. The March 2026 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available on the RSGB mobile and web app for members to enjoy. RADCOM Basics is aimed at newcomers to amateur radio and those who enjoy refreshing their skills and knowledge. This new-look edition includes articles on getting into amateur radio, radio theory, and understanding oscilloscope probes and signal generator leads. The full collection of RADCOM Basics back issues can be found in the RSGB app or via rsgb.org/radcom. Due to the Easter holidays, the submission deadline for the GB2RS news on Sunday the 5th of April is 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 1st of April. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 5th of April, the Broadcast Engineering Museum is holding an open day. The museum is located at number 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, postcode Delta November 215 X-ray Sierra, and the doors will be open from 11 a.m. The museum has one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world and includes outside broadcast vehicles, TV cameras, videotape and telecine machines, audio equipment, transmitters, TV lighting and public address systems. The open day will include an exhibition of offshore pirate radio memorabilia from the 1960s and 1970s. For more information, visit Bravo Echo Charlie Golf.org.uk/events. On Saturday, the 11th of April, the 40th annual GQRP convention takes place at Digby Hall, Sherborne, postcode Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and admission will cost £3. The event will include traders, a bring and buy area and club stalls. More information is available at yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. And for those not local, Yeovil is Yankee Echo Oscar Victor India Lima. Now the special event news. Members of the Hellenic Naval Amateur Radio Club are active as Sierra Zulu 4, 6, 5, Charlie Golf until Saturday the 18th of April. The team is operating using CW, FT4, FT8 and some SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands as well as via the QO100 satellite. See QRZ.com for more information. Special call sign 9 Alpha 10 Sierra Oscar Tango Alpha, is in use to celebrate 10 years of SOTA in Croatia. Look for activity until the 30th of September 2026. QSL via Logbook of the World. For more information, visit qrz.com. Now the DX news. Terre W2APF is active as Papa Juliet 2 / Whiskey 2 Alpha Papa Foxtrot from Curaçao SA099 until the 31st of March. He's operating using CW, FD8 and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to W2APF. Chris VK2YUS is active as Yankee Juliet 0 Charlie Alpha from Efate OC035, the main island of Vanuatu, until Thursday the 2nd of April. You can find him operating SSB on the 40 to 10 meter bands between 2100 and 1000 UTC, QSL direct to VK2YUS. And now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest started at 0 hours UTC yesterday and runs until 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Now today, the UK Microwave Group Millimeter Band Contest runs from 0800 UTC until 1700 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 1st of April, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 1st, the RSDB 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday the 1st, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 until 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange is your 6-character locator. The ST, DX, CW and SSB contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 5th of April. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number, Polish stations also send their province code. On Sunday the 5th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 26th of March, 2026. After last week's HF disruption, when the KP index rose to 7, sparking visible aurora around the UK, the latter half of the week was fairly settled. The disruption continued on and off until Tuesday the 24th of March when the KP index fell below 3 again. The disruption was caused by a solar wind stream which had a BZ pointing south and reached speeds of more than 600 kilometres a second. South-facing BZ means it's more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field, hence the disruption. Meanwhile, the solar flux index is picked up, rising from being in the hundreds to hit 140 on Thursday, the 26th of March. This, combined with a lower KP index, has helped the ionosphere, and we saw better maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, over a 3,000 km path later in the week. But the threat of more geomagnetic disturbances has not gone away. Two large coronal holes are now Earth-facing and threaten to push the KP index up once again. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise to 4 on Monday the 30th of March and 5 on Friday the 3rd and Saturday the 4th of April. The solar flux index is predicted to fall into the 130s and 120s again during the coming week, still enough to provide good ionospheric propagation, though. This may be your last chance to work the CY0S Sable Island de-expedition off the coast of Nova Scotia, which ends around Tuesday the 31st of March. Other DX stations to work this week include S21WD in Bangladesh, OX3LX in Greenland, CE0Y/DJ4EL on Easter Island, YJ1JXZ in Vanuatu, XX9W in Macau, T31TTT on Canton Island, and V4/SP9FIH from St. Kitts. March and April are good months for north-south HF propagation, although we may see MUS fall slightly with 10-meter band openings becoming rarer, at least until the sporadic E season starts in May. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current period of rather more changeable weather will continue for the rest of the month. However, with a large area of high pressure to the west of the UK, there will be times when the weather feels more settled, and possibly with a hint of tropo, briefly, just before midweek. Otherwise, active weather fronts will bring occasional bands of rain or showers, with the possibility of some rain scatter for gigahertz operators. Spring is always a good time to keep an eye on aurora. Geomagnetic disturbances are more likely around the equinox. The KP index, which describes the state of the Earth's magnetic field, increases at times of potential aurora. So remember that once the KP index gets above 5, it's worth monitoring the band for signs of fluttery or raspy signals. Meteor scatter is still under the influence of random activity. The next important meteor shower, the Lyrids, will be near the end of the month. Sporadic E is currently in a dormant state, so we're not expecting that to feature much in reports for another month. However, if you feel the need to check, use the comprehensive 10-meter beacons distributed around Europe to see the state of the upper HF bands for early signs of sporadic E propagation. Last week was a busy one for EME with the Dubus 5.7 GHz activity and the CY0 and T7 de-expeditions being worked by many. Moon declination starts the weekend high, dropping to negative on Tuesday, while path losses continue to increase towards apogee on Tuesday the 7th of April. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is a general news for my coverage of the South West and all of Wales. Meetings and unusual items with contact details sometimes. On Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB70PL. Join Callington and District Amateur Radio Society members for a chat on GB3JL every Monday from 8 p.m. Guests and visitors to South East Cornwall are always welcome on the net and at the Engine House Cafe every Wednesday from 1:30 p.m. Visit the Society's website for more details. CallingtonRadioSociety.org.uk. Contact is Nigel, M7NGL, via secretary at tallingtonradiosociety.org.uk. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter, EX4 8PX. Meetings start at 7pm. More details are at exeterars.co.uk. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club has a social meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2pm tomorrow. Contact is Christopher Lavis, that's L-A-V-I-S, numeral 3, at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831, or look at November Bravo Alfa Romeo Charlie.org.uk on the red. Pool Radio Society's AGM takes place on Thursday, and on the web you can look at shirehampton-alfa-romeo-charlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. For further information, contact the club secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Wednesday features a talk by Larry Bennett, G4HLN, entitled Somerset Beam Stations, the Pioneering Stations of Somerset. The meeting starts at 8pm. Contact is via secretary.tangodeltaalfaromeocharlie@gmail.com. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. For more information, visit westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's AGM takes place on Thursday. Contact is via secretary@yeovil-alfa-romeo-charlie.com. Now for Wales. Afrecenfigan District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tom D Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. More details can be found on the club's Facebook page, and Rob GW0RVR is contact on 01656338449 or via info@aberkenfigradioclub.com. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080 or to sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Look at their website, Golf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cwmbran in District Amateur Radio Society has the club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP446JZ. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club, and Gareth MW6GVR is the contact on MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. On Tuesday, Halkin Radio Group has a social meeting at the Britannia Inn from 8 p.m. Contact is via info at golfwhiskey0hotelromeogolf.uk. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Clonidel, Cardiff, CF14, 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact is via hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For full details, visit Holy Island Alpha Romeo Charlie.club. Contact is Mike Whiskey Zero Kilo Bravo November at AOL.com. The Nestle Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Contact is email James at Golf Charlie Zero Echo Zulu Quebec.com. And there's a website, Golf Charlie Zero Echo Zulu Quebec.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk and look at Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Ronda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Ronda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2, foxtrot.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk and Paul Day, MW0PBD, is contact on 07394 994 555. On Tuesdays, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30 p.m. A more Australian night, led by GW4BVJ and GW0FJT, begins at 6:30 p.m. Contact is Gareth, GW4JPC. Golf Whiskey 4, Juliet Papa Charlie at yahoo.co.uk. November Zulu. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10-9SH. Contact is via uskside@alpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or you can look at uskside@alpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RCB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline this week is 10 a.m. on Wednesday. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.